Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So this is episode 20, the big 2-0. I wanted to try and do something a little bit different. I figured why not try and figure out who the flip Luke Condor is. So someone sent me a link to this website called howtofascinate.com/you, and you sign up to this little thingy-ma-bob, and it's like a little test, and apparently it tells you who you are, or not who you are, but how others perceive you. So let's find out who am I? Which, you know, I guess self-awareness is probably going to be pretty important as a person putting stuff out there for people to read. I want to know what people think of me, basically. So let's have a look here. What makes you valuable? It all comes down to your communication. To start your journey of becoming more persuasive, rate the following statements on a scale of not me to totally me. I have strong opinions and I'm comfortable voicing them. No, that's not me at all. I'm known for creating colourful experiences. Colourful experiences? What does that even mean? I guess I'll have to put not much on that because I don't know what that means. I don't reveal everything all at once. I thoroughly read the instructions before starting a project. Nope. People often seek my opinions as an expert who is in the know. I think not until recently, not until the start of the show. I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but I would consider the fact that I spend a lot of time reading about self-publishing, filmmaking, and a lot of time studying the craft of storytelling. So maybe I have some grounding. Do you know what I mean? I'm still figuring it out, but I have some grounding now. And recently, since starting the show, people do get in touch with me and ask me, you know, how can they get a film funded? How can they publish a book and that sort of thing? People often seek my opinion as an expert who's in the know. I put that one less than totally me. So I guess that's a bit me. Freedom of personal choice is important to me. Others would describe me as consistent and stable. Nope. Not me, but one less. So I put effort into the sensory aspects of an occasion. Flavours, music, textures. Music, definitely. Flavours, I'm not too good at. Textures, I do like things to feel nice. I prefer to have a select inner circle in my work or social life. Yeah, totally me. My little gang, which is Hawk and Cleaver, has become like a cool little gang of people who, you know, like-minded people who I'm open to sharing my ideas with, and if they poo-poo an idea, then I'm happy with that, because at least it's getting that feedback and being comfortable in getting that feedback. I guess in business they call that sort of thing a mastermind group. So you put forward your ideas and they say that's a bit rubbish, or you should sniff that one out a bit more, you should ferret that one out because there might be something there. So I guess that's what Hawk and Cleaver is behind the scenes. It's a bit of a mastermind group at the minute. I'm very motivated by deadlines. Yes, definitely, totally me. I actively seek positions of authority. No, I... I think being an outsider, as Robert Kelsey would define it, would put me in a position where I prefer not to be at the front of the stage talking about a subject, which is weird for me to say because I'm doing a podcast. But I prefer to be at the back of the room watching not only the speaker, but also how people are responding to the speaker. And it's like everything I'm watching seems to be... all of my experiences, any room I'm in, I'm always looking at things through a screen as if I'm watching it on TV. I'm trying to work out the different exchanges going on in a room of who thinks this is bullshit, who thinks this is amazing, who is sort of blindly following, and that sort of transference of energies is quite interesting to me. So that's just something I've always done, and I think that is why I probably write, and it's also probably why you write, or why you want to tell stories, because you are a bit of an outsider and you're interested by this human interaction. Okay, so I actively seek positions of authority. No, not me. It's very important to me. Actually, I put one less than not me because I have got a podcast. It's very important to me to have a high standing among my colleagues. No, not quite. I'm known for my surprising and innovative ideas. I guess a lot of the things I've written about have been considered off the wall. I'd like it to be totally me. So I'm going to put totally me. I believe it's important to be very respectful of authority. No, not really. When I walk into a restaurant, first thing I notice is the atmosphere, such as the lighting or the view. Yeah, totally me. Even my friends who've known me for years still don't know everything about me. Totally me. Prefer to keep a familiar, established daily routine. Totally me. I have a strong reputation as an influential leader. No, not really. I enjoy communicating my success, either in subtle or overt ways, but I feel like it's a necessary evil. So I'm going to put not me. Expressing my individuality is important to me. Yeah, totally me. I know that's probably a flaw, but it's just innate in me, that need to be original. So I always joked that when I was growing up, I was the first person I knew to grow my hair really long. And then everyone else around me started to grow their hair. So I cut my hair and then I grew a big beard. Everyone around me started to grow their beard, so I cut my beard and trimmed it. I have to be unique, and I don't know why that is. It's just something innate in me. It gets under my skin when people think that I might be a bit like someone else. All right, so who is Luke Condor? I hope he's cool. So let's have a look. It says here... Your archetype is a combination of your primary and secondary advantages. Three adjectives that describe how the world sees you. It says the main headline is the provocateur. I guess so. Number one is innovative. Number two is witty. Number three is unconventional. I do agree with those three statements, mainly because that's how I would like to be perceived. And I guess there's a bit of a cold reading element there, because of course I'm going to think that sounds like me, because I want it to sound like me. And I probably would have answered the questions how to sway the outcome a little bit to what I want it to be. So... It's difficult, this sort of thing. Okay, your fascination advantages. Your primary advantage is the most effective mode of communication, which is innovation. Your secondary is mystique. Okay. And my dormant advantage is power. What the hell does that mean? Your dormant advantage is the one that holds the least potential for you in fascinating others. Oh, I guess that's like... being an authority, I'm not bothered about that, so I guess that is something I just don't care about. My fascination advantage reports how the world sees you. Okay, this is going to be more cold reading, isn't it? While you tend to not draw attention to yourself, your ideas can be very attention-getting. That sounds exactly like me. Unorthodox and independent. You bring novel approaches and smart thinking to companies. Maybe. Your work is usually cutting edge. You find unexplored niches for existing products. You dream up new business models and mature industries. You change the rules of how to do business. I have no idea if that's true. How would I know if that's true? Apart from that this website is telling me that. You're less overtly creative than other innovation personalities. You don't over-communicate with ads, which adds to the curiosity you provoke. Again, there's no way of knowing if this sort of thing is true. I don't think we found out who Luke Condor is. I think we found out that I can fit into a box on this website. So what we found out, I don't know, there is a lot of cold reading here, but I guess it's advantageous to know, to maybe get a better idea of how, it's a combination of how you want to be perceived and how the world might perceive you. But in a way it does ring true with my values. I am completely 100% committed to doing storytelling in an independent fashion. And by that I mean I want to push the envelope a little bit more in terms of independent publishing, in terms of self-publishing and independent film and maybe independent comics or whatever going forward, I don't know. But I'm so adamant that that is the way we need to go, because all other avenues have already been done before. So why, what is the point? And we're in this world now, this like digital age where we've got the internet, video on demand, the ability to publish your work online and get it seen around the world so quickly by everyone. I feel like that's pretty much the only thing we can do now, is to be 100% committed to being independent and trying to forge our own path, I guess. I don't like to get too self-helpy or whatever, but I do think there is value in this kind of stuff every now and again. It's just good to get a clear idea of who you are, what you want to do. But at the same time, you know, don't take it too seriously, because it's just life, it's just happening. The world, what's that Flaming Lips song? The sun doesn't go down, it's just the world spinning round, and everyone you know will someday die. It's true, we're all going to die. We're just little bits of bacteria on a planet, on a surface that found some heat and the ideal way to be alive. And I guess, don't worry about it. We're all going to die. Don't worry about it all. This episode was sponsored by Luke Condor, who generously donated his mind, his body, his voice, even though it did break a few times, quite embarrassingly so. We've just started the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group, Facebook page even, so go like that and you can keep in the loop with us storytellers, furiously independent. And I've got a few shows lined up where I feel like I've been talking a lot about things I've been making recently, and I've not been offering enough value in the sense of what I found out by making those things. So I want to talk a bit about what I've learned in how to make a film, how to publish something, and how to write. I think there is an interest there. So I'm going to talk about that in the next couple of episodes. But yeah. Remember, give us a 5-star rating in iTunes, subscribe, sign up to the mailing list, go to the Facebook page, Google my name, tweet me, email me, think about me as often as you can. Just always have me somewhere in your mind, because know that wherever you are on the planet, you are always on my mind. Cheers.